Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf nun zayin. We begin the new perek b'me'isha, b'chulu, etc. Today begins the words of the Mishnah, b'me'isha b'chulu. And one of the things is, a woman cannot go out, loy b'chuti tzemer, not with woolen strands. Today's come to explain, in what situation is it forbidden to go out, meaning what way to go out with chuti tzemer, what way is it permitted? And also, additionally, why is it really true that this halacha of the threads are different than, let's say, wearing some type of cloak or other things that we don't make this gezer? That is, the Mishnah said a woman cannot go out on Shabbos with these woolen or linen threads and these strands in her hair. So says to his the Gemara explains, Mishum Dilma Mistra Malotvilisha Mitzah, because she might have, and that's why the Mishnah ends up speaking about the laws of immersion. And Chatzitza, a woman might have a tefillah as a nida to go out and immerse herself in the mikvah on Shabbos. And Visharlu, she's going to have to untie it because it's very tight on the hair, and you have to loosen it, and she might take it off, so it's not a chatzitza. She might come to carry it, she might forget about it, that she took it off, and she's going to carry, and therefore, she's not going to wear it at all on Shabbos. Now, Omri, the Reis says, that this is specifically Bechutin, regarding these strands, these strings, they're not in the actual braiding of the hair that's used to braid her hair. Because Abachutna and the Sun Makli Sasar, regarding the strands that are used to braid her hair, that actually, Yates Ben, she is allowed to go out with those types on Shabbos. Why? Because the Mahanu, like Kalamegzer Damasharilu, there you cannot make such a gezerah that she might come to untie them, because actually you're not allowed to undo the braiding of the hair on Shabbos. And therefore, actually, if she has a tefillah on Shabbos, that would be undoing a braiding on Shabbos, and that would be forbidden. So actually, she does it from before Shabbos. And actually, if she doesn't, then she's not allowed to tevel on Shabbos. Because it's not Bahamut's nail. Like we'll learn the Mishnah later on, that was Talid Alman days, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, braiding here on Shabbos is like Baina, is like building. Now, even according to Rabbanan, the Ikal HaLapachis is a Shwus, but Gedel is at least a rabbinic prohibition of braiding the hair. And therefore, it says Taisa, says the Ri, the Svar, who's a logic would dictate. Just like there's a prohibition of making the braiding, there's also a prohibition of undoing the braiding, and therefore most definitely she's not going to be undoing it on Shabbos, so therefore we don't have to be concerned that she might come to carry damas and shaz rabim, and therefore actually she could go out with it on Shabbos. Now on that taste is wonders, but regarding this whole halacha, Vimtem if you're going to say, Mahai taima to hey isha through lots of batalas. From the same reason, it should be forbidden for a woman to go out with, let's say, a cloak or any other garment on Shabbos. The vadi shari labashas tefila. The whole reason why you say she cannot go out with these hairs and these strands on her hair is because she might come to undo it for the mikvah. Now she can't go with this talus either in the mikvah. So v'neichas dim asla tui, we should have the same concern she might come to carry. How could she go out with any clothing on Shabbos? So tell you v'yishlem and no. What you could say is the bedvarim shem ikra malbush. The things that are the primary clothing of a woman, like a lemigzer, there's no such, we don't make such a decree, because the afilah b'chal, even in a weekday, in derech l'leches klamim k'marchi albishem. It's not normal to, even if you go to the mikvah, to move from the place where you are when you're getting dressed until you put them on. So we're not concerned that you're going to come to carry it. Rather, insignificant things like these strands, small things, there's a concern. A woman's not concerned if it's not on her. It's actually very normal for a woman during the weekday that she takes out her braids or the ponytail, whatever it is that's holding the hair together. Sometimes she'll just hold it in her hand until she gets home. And therefore, those types of things, we have to be concerned that she might come to carry. But you're right, a talus or whatever it is, there's no such a concern. Now, more of the nearer it appears to the read, the davka bedvam shirigilis la siron, kedei la haroisim. Only things that it's normal for a woman to take them off, either to show them off, like we have in the Mishnah, ir shal zav, like some beautiful type of jewelry, or mishum chatzitza, or like we said, like the strands, these types of threads, that because of chatzitza, or mishum kepeda, or sometimes that it bothers a person to be there when they're dipping themselves in the mikvah. That's where gazer sholei lotzes. Those are the types of items that we made a decree that you cannot go out with these things, even if she's not going to mikvah, because of that case, that you cannot go out with these things on Shabbos. Because the shema kashayasa, because maybe when the woman will take it off, for whatever reason, either to show it off or the mikvah, but at times she'll take it off, yishkach shur Shabbos, she'll forget that it's Shabbos, v'as latu, she's going to come to carry it. Aval, but says to read, dvam shemutu lotzes ben, the things that, let's say, are permitted to go out with them on Shabbos, she'ain regilas asiro, and that it's not normal to take it off, for whatever reason, it's generally not taken off, then muta likshu lahatar b'shusaram, then those types of things, you're allowed to tie them and untie them in b'shusaram, and that is, we're not going to say it's forbidden to go ahead and take them off and tie them or untie them, because you might come to forget and carry them now that you took it off, Says Taisa, says there is no delek lemeches lamidi, because there is no such a concern in this case. Because he says either way, if the person is going to remember that it's Shabbos when they're untying it, so lo yisla too, they're not going to come to carry it. And if they're not going to remember that it's Shabbos, then even if he would say, quote unquote, it's forbidden to untie it and to tie it, lo yelo, it's not going to be effective because the person doesn't remember that it's Shabbos to say that it's forbidden. Now, in contrast, regarding those things that we said that normally you do take them off, then we're concerned that you might take it off and come to carry, so now we're going to make it clear that you cannot go out with it in the first place, and therefore that's not going to come to the stumbling block, because people will remember before Shabbos that you're not wear this thing on Shabbos. And so it says, sounds like this in the Gemara later on, that there's no prohibition to untie or to tie things that you're permitted to go out with, that you don't normally take them off, because it's learn the Brisa that brings that regarding a kameya, that's an effective kameya that you're allowed to go out with. So the Brisa says, V'kayshiru matar kameya fil b'shasram. You're allowed to tie it or untie the kameya, even in the b'shasram. So again, you see that things that are not normally, that's done, that's taken off, you're allowed to tie and untie, like Taisim Maman of Shach, either way. That Taisim bothered, V'hadi etzachasim lashmina d'shari. Why did the Brisa actually have to tell us that it's permitted? We bring it right from there. Why did the Brisa have to tell us it's permitted to tie it on time in b'shasarabim? Af a pishur called davar mutla hasik in the Brisa. But we said anything, not just a kameya mumcha, everything permitted to take off, as we explained. So what's the Brisa teaching us? So it says, "Itzach lashmino." The Brisa had to tell us to loyas rinon that we're not going to make it forbidden. Mishum de merzik de kosher lav shaloy lerefua, because it looks like that you're tying it on not for therapeutic reasons, and rather miskaven lohitzi, and it looks like your intention is just to transport it that way. Kehecha da'asa bepilpul, just like it actually is forbidden by pepper, the gargamelach, or a clump of salt. The lekatchila that initially losses bepe b'shabbos ulahavzit to put it originally in your mouth on Shabbos or to put it back and go out with shesarabim, even though the person is doing it for, let's say, bad breath or some type of a medicinal reason for the teeth, but it looks like you're just trying to trick to carry it out. So ella, rather, that's what the Brisa has to tell you, that no, it's kamal b'shgama chasha machmas refu. No, it's considered like a bona fide clothing of the person because of the therapeutic things of the kamei of the amulet, and therefore that's the chiddush of the teeth, but not the fact of that you're allowed to take it off and tie it on tight, because that we know that's regarding everything, like we explained before. Continuing next, taste the message. Taste begins the words of the Gemara. Hashta racha gabi kasha chaitzis v'chulu. If something soft on hard is a chatzitza, etc., which taste can explain that where did Rav Yosef know that Rav Huna was not explaining that when he qualifies berashi habanis as a chiddush? And that is, the Gemara asked. I remember Rav Yitzchak's question on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, explanation of the Brisa, that all of them are talking about Berashi Abanis. So not just on the last case of Ritzuas, but all the Chutim. So on that, as the Gemara, what's he coming to exclude? Can't say he's coming to exclude that the Chutei Tzemer Pishtim, that, oh, only on the head, on the hair there are Chaitzitz, but on the neck it's not going to be Chaitzitz. And therefore, that's, yeah, there's no Gezer, but they not to go out with them around the neck. And that's Atez Der Masel is going on the next words, that, no, if wool, which is soft, or linen, which is hard, when you put it on here, which is hard, there's a chaitzitz, so on the neck, which is soft, which is, it can be even tighter, for sure it's going to be a chatzitz. So that has taste of intent. If you're going to say, wait a second, who said anything about being mamayit something? Dilma Rav Huna Nakad Bakulam Rasha Ban is maybe Rav Huna when he says, and that all these halachas are going on the head of the girls, not on the neck. Maybe that was L'Ravusa, not as a mute, but actually as a chiddush, as coming to include something. To tell you that Philip Rosh Eban said even on the heads of the girls, Davarach Gabikosho, which that's something like the wool which is soft, on something hard like the hair, that it's going to be chaitzitz, it's going to be chatzitza. That, and yes, a koshkin on the neck, not being mamayit the neck like the Gemara is asking, no koshkin in the neck, which is something a soft on soft. But to the contrary, we're telling you that even on the heads. So that by Marie the Risa says no, because the Balav Rav Huna, because without Rav Huna, Havi Yadinan, I would know the B'chamakim Chaitzin. I would know that these strings are Chaitzin in every area, Afila Bereish, even on the head, because the Brisa just says unspecified that the Chutit Zemel Chutit Pishna are Chaitzin. Lavadi, rather, it's obvious that Lemu'udishim Dava Asa. He's coming to exclude something, because the Brisa, without specifying, seems to include everything. So he's obviously coming to exclude, and that's what the Gemara is asking, what's it coming to exclude? Because seemingly, it should not be excluding the neck, because if anything, the neck is actually more of a chatzitza than the head, which is the hair. Continue next taste, the Matzah test begins the words of the Gemara. Hashta, now, if you have kasha gabi kasha chaitzitz, something hard on top of hard is a chaitzitz, where the Gemara has this whole series of logic regarding what's a chatzitz, so taste to come explain that what is more of a chatzitz on top of something hard, We have the woolen threads, we have the linen threads, and we have here. As the Gemara had Rav Yosi's question, that said, you can't say Rav Huna is coming to exclude that the linen threads, that they're not going to be chaitzes on the neck, because on the head they're chaitzes. And as the Tosfos Masechta is going on and saying, if linen on the head, which is something hard, linen is harsh, on top of the here, which is harsh, is chaitzes, so on the neck, which is something hard and soft, the skin is soft, for sure that's going to be chatzitza. So it can't be excluded that that's not going to be chatzitza. So he's going to explain, he says, what we see from our sugya is the Savar Hashas, the Gemara understands, it thinks, the kosha gabi rach, that something hard on top of something soft, like on the neck, chayitz tvei, that's more of a chatzitza, that really gets tight and there's an interposition between the mikvah waters, mikosha gabi kosha, more than something hard and something hard. That's why, if we said that the linen threads on the head is chatzitza, which is kosha tab agabi kosha, for sure on the neck, which is soft, it's going to be chatzitza. Now, even so, on top of something hard, something harsh is going to be more of a chatzitza than something soft. And that's why the wool threads on the head, which is v'rach agabi kosha, something soft like wool on top of something hard like the here, is loichaitz. It's not as much as a chatzitza as linen threads on the head, which is kekosha agabi kosha, like something hard on top of hard. And that's why the whole Rebbe Yehuda, because we find Rebbe Yehuda that he holds chutei tzemer en chaitzen. He holds that woolen threads are not a chatzitza on the head. Why? Because of a rach agabi kosha, something soft and something hard. Whereas the chutei pishtan, but linen threads, to have a kosha agabi kosha, which is something hard on top of something hard on the here, he holds chaitzen. It is a chatzitza, because Rebbe Yehuda only disagrees by the woolen threads. And the reason for that is because when something is on the bottom is soft, so the soft thing gets really attached than something hard. But when the bottom thing is hard, then it's actually going to get more tightly attached when the upper thing is harsh than when it's soft. Additionally, it says, v'chutei seir, and the strands of here, that when you're doing, you're tying a here on top of the head, which is also here, which is hard and hard, the kulei amayin chaitz, according to everyone, that's not going to be chatzitz, as we find Rabban don't disagree regarding the strands of here, even though that they hold by linen threads on the head, which is also hard on hard, they say chaitz lekuliyame is a chatzitza according to everyone. The reason is, however, still is because linen is more hard than here, and therefore, although linen on top of here is hard on top of hard, is a chaitzis, but however, although sar is hard, but it's not as hard as linen, and therefore, actually, there they hold it's not going to be chatzitza. The next stage, the master begins the words of the Gemara El Amr of Yisef. Chaitz wonders what's this word Ella. That is the Gemara had Rav Yis's question regarding what is Rav Huna coming to exclude when he says that these strands are not going to be chatzitza by the neck, that it's permitted for women to go out like that. So the Gemara says that the reason is because Rav Huna holds that, yeah, although definitely you can make things tighter around the neck, but a woman's not going to choke herself, and therefore it's not going to be chatzitza. What's bothering Teza, however, is that why does the Gemara say when Rav Yisrael explains the teaching, he wondered about Rav Huna's teaching. When he finally explains it, it says Ella. Usually Ella is only when you're coming to contradict what was originally said. He was not coming to contradict, he's coming just to qualify, he's explaining what Rav Huna says. So that says Teza, that's because, that's if let's say one Amor is asking the question, the other one's answering, then you don't see Ella. But here says Teza, Lefisha Rav Yisrael Ba'atzma Makra, since he himself is asking the question, Shaykh Lema Ella, it is actually appropriate to say Ella because he's actually contradicting what he originally thought, which was the question. And now he's saying, Ella, but he's not disagreeing with Rav Huna. He's just explaining it, but he's Ella on his own question. It's a different number, there's no Ella, and that's why over here it's appropriate to say Ella on Rav Yisrael.